You right there, buddy?
Hello and welcome to episode 304 of Sprek and Zay Geek. I'm Pat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we review the other Captain Marvel. We bring you our review of the Fire Festival documentary on Netflix. A couple topics to talk about for Nerd News, the pod question, and then that's going to do it for us. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to go ahead and start with our spoiler-free review of Shazam. Zachary Levi plays a 14-year-old boy who has superpowers.
There you go.
Without giving away too much, if you've seen Big, you've seen a lot of this movie without superheroes. So kind of think about it that way. If you hate Big, you don't like this.
Why are you listening to us? Because I'm like, really?
That's true. But you probably won't like it because there's a lot of comedy in this and a lot of heartfelt moments. There is some action, and of course, the third act of any superhero movie kind of goes off the rails, which happens. DC is mugging boner hard on CGI villain characters.
Yeah, but they kind of got me this time, so I was okay with that.
I was okay because they didn't, until the third act, they didn't overuse the CGI villain.
Yeah, they didn't pull a full Ares, like Wonder Woman style. Like, I think everyone forgets that Ares...
Dude,
that
the
Ares
third fight, act of Wonder Woman is horrendous.
It's pretty bad. Like, I love Wonder Woman, that third act, I'm like, I forget about it.
If it was okay going into the third act, it would be a really bad movie.
Yeah.
But because it's so strong, the third act, you're like...
Okay.
All right.
I'll let you have...
Right.
Let you have this God of War reference. Cool, go for it.
But, it's like, awesome. Yeah, the third act of Wonder Woman is kind of rough.
This one is, like, the same CG. Like, it is a CG fest, and I feel like everyone just... They like, we were talking about it earlier, but just why they go with that? Why do they use that route? I don't know. I think, like, part of me thinks, is it cheaper? Then I'm like, is it really?
Is it really? Because your motion, like, with, like, Justice League, you mo-capped... whatever the dude's name. But, like, he was mocap the entire time.
Yeah.
So you bring him in, you use him for a voice, you use him for the acting portion, and then you cover him with...
CG stuff.
CG stuff that you have to, like, make sure every frame is great, like Superman's mustache.
punch, punch. Every time.
But, like, I'm glad they weren't overused. And they're in the third act, but they're not the main villains.
I did like how the suit... for the most part, just felt real. Like, I know there was touch-ups, like, you can see the light and stuff like that kind of shimmering and stuff, but the suits were real.
Yep.
Like, and you can see even, like, the cape. The cape wasn't fake, because, like, I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's real fabric. Cool.
You're
wearing a real cape.
You're like, that's how far we've come with DC. Like, yeah, you're wearing a cape now.
I'm so proud of you.
Which, all right.
No capes.
Yeah, no. Capes are awesome, man. Have you worn a cape?
Yeah, it's really fun. Especially when you spin around or you jump up things.
Or it's windy and the...
You're just like...
Dude, epic. Capes are the best. Like, every costume, I try to have a cape. Anyway, I had a lot of fun with this. There's a lot of chemistry and heart between Teddy and Billy. And between Teddy and Shazam. There's a lot... There's three main characters. There's a lot of heart. There's a lot of... emotion. There's a lot of comedy to it, and it's not like it's just thrown in there to be comedy. Yeah. It's family comedy that if you have siblings, you will totally understand where the comedy's coming from. It's
situational comedy that makes sense in the flow of it. So that, again, I also had a blast. I was laughing out loud, slapping knee kind of shit like this. I was like having a good fucking time.
And even in the credits, there's a lot of comedy.
Yes.
And it's just a comic strip in the credits, essentially. Yeah. But there's a lot of comedy in the credits.
It's them just paying homage, saying, yeah, we had fun in this world. I'm like, yeah, it came across.
I'm glad they had fun. I had fun. I enjoyed the movie. I didn't leave the movie thinking, wow, I just did a DC movie. I was like, yeah, you guys are all right. You're getting it.
Yep.
You got your Iron Man 2, your Iron Man 3, your Thor out of the way.
Yep.
You've kind of got it.
And building up your other characters.
If you keep this up, you know, eventually people will stop saying, well, it's a DC movie. They'll be like, yeah, it's a DC movie coming out.
I was like, fuck, man. I'm in the seat for the next one.
Speaking of DC movies coming out. Oh, we'll talk about that in a minute.
But yes, I fully agree that I loved it. It was a lot of fun. Recommend going and seeing it.
Yeah, totally.
I'm so relieved, I guess. After watching the movie for a little while, you know when you can see it a little while when you're watching a movie and you're just like, ah, oh, it's going to be good.
Wait. Is Green Lantern DCEU? or no?
It is DC, but they do not. They do not. As far as I know,
it's not part of the EU.
No.
Okay, because I was like, Mark Strong is Sinestro. He can't be two villains. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Even though Jimon Hinsu can be in two Captain Marvels at the same time.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about
whatever.
Yeah, dude, have fun.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed this movie. I'm
be the bigger person. Recommend. Go see it.
All right, so we both say go see Shazam.
You really wanted to say Captain Marvel, didn't you?
I did. It's just... we both say she's... Go. Say... We both say go see Shazam. We'll come back a little bit later with our spoiler-filled review. But now we're going to get to our streamer review, which was brought to us by you, good sir.
Speaking of clusterfucks, I wanted to watch the Fire Festival. The documentary on Netflix. I know there's one on Hulu, and in my spare time, I might watch the one on Hulu, maybe just see what the difference really is, because people say of the two, that's a better one. But, I watched this with Jackie. And the entire time, like, normally when you're watching a movie, you kind of, like, play on your phone a little bit or something like that if you're just, like, not engaged. Every now and then, both her and I just locked eyes going, what the fuck? And then we go back, and then, what the fuck? There are so many what the fuck moments for this damn thing.
I didn't pay attention to this too much.
When it actually happened?
When it was happening.
Yeah, I remember it very, very,
I knew it was some sort of cluster, and I heard that there were rich people that were stuck on an island for a day, essentially. Yep. And I was like, yeah, well, whatever. Like, sucks. I get that, but worse things are going to happen. So I didn't fully understand the story behind it.
Yeah.
One, it's fascinating.
That, like, how far they could go?
Just the fact that, I guess dude was getting millions of dollars pumped into this thing and didn't really have it built up. And... like, one of his partners is Ja Rule. So, yeah. I think, like... and this whole thing started over a hashtag. That's all it was they took a bunch of models, did a photo shoot, and made them do a hashtag. And then all of a sudden, it blew up to this whole big festival thing. And why not start small? If one of your partners is Ja Rule, you kind of don't have to pay him. So then you could charge, I don't know, 100 people, $10,000 a piece to party for a weekend on an island with a private concert with Ja Rule.
Yeah.
People would pay that.
Yeah.
Because if there's only 100 people on an island, your odds of actually having a lone interaction with Ja Rule way higher than they are not. So you start small, and the next year you add, I don't know, 100 more people, so you do 200, and maybe see if you can get a couple more acts in.
When you're thinking logically.
You have your proof of concept. This dude was just like, we bought an island for $1 million. It was for sale for 10. It was Pablo Escobar's island.
But we can't say that. Let's go say it the first thing.
Like, especially the guy's like, yeah, no big deal. Just don't say where the island came from. He's like, sure, here it is in the trailer. And they're like, they pulled the island. He's like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
And they just kept going, as opposed to being like, oh.
Maybe we should rethink this.
Right. And they just kept going. And every time they get to something where they're like, hey, wait. They just kept going. They hired a pilot who wasn't a pilot.
Yes.
Who learned to fly on same flight. Like when he was like, yeah, it was on Microsoft Flight Simulator. Like, I was like,
do a lot then. Like,
that's not.
The sad part is.
Is that true?
That dude actually stood up for like things being logical sense.
Yeah, like hey, no toilets
like,
and such.
He's like, this doesn't make sense. And he's like, I learned to fly on a Microsoft Flight Simulator. And I'm telling you, this doesn't make sense.
It's fascinating. And so, the Fire Festival was essentially a music festival with...
But to celebrate just the launch of a program, too. It wasn't even supposed to be its own thing. It was just supposed to be launching the platform of hiring out, like,
which
acts.
Which is a great idea, and they actually do it now where you can give money to...
like charities and stuff,
Rent a celebrity, essentially, and they can leave a voicemail for you or... record like an intro to your podcast or whatever, like that exists now, and it's a great idea, and that also exists for athletes and such, blah blah blah. So the idea is a great idea, and especially because you had people behind it that you would want to interact with, isn't it? But then it just turned into this huge thing, and Like, they had no idea what they were doing.
They hired people that had no clue.
Right. They just hired their friends. They
didn't have any ideas.
They hired their friends, essentially. Yeah. And we go suck some dick to get our water released.
That
and
the guy's like, insane.
I was going to go suck some dick to get our water released.
And I'm like, oh my God. How far?
And then when it gets to the end and he's basically under arrest for federal charges and he's being watched, he's out on bail,
and essentially. And he starts doing other shit.
And he does it again, but has somebody else do it? What the fuck was this guy?
That guy's like sociopath, like level. Like, that's high.
That's, you would think you would buy Doritos, buy Mountain Dew, and just watch Netflix all day and be like, I'm out of everything. Don't talk to me. I could, no, he's like, go get some money. I know how to do this. And they're in the recording it all.
I know, still, that was the insane part.
This, oh my, like, I just can't fathom his thought process.
The craziest part, I guess, is just how many people followed him because of his personality. And I'm like, fucking A, lambs Jesus. To the slaughter.
Jesus.
Oh, dude, speaking of Jesus, that trailer, I want to make that the breakthrough. I want to make that into a zombie film so bad. I'm like, this movie was exhausting. Like, I was
watching, and it's only an hour and a half long. It's not long at all.
No, but it's exhausting.
And the fact that, like, the lady on there who was the chef, who
I felt just so fucking bad.
She's like,
I'm a bohemian.
All these people. $50,000 for my life savings. I have to start completely over. And the people I had to pay were other
natives.
Yeah, other natives. That, like, they were my friends and people I knew. It wasn't just random people from New York that got stiffed out of my money. All the construction guys, the one dude's like, I had to leave.
Because, like, I'm like, fuck, man.
It's, knowing the story behind it, it's crazy. And I know that, like, the rich people are like, oh, we missed it. They missed out. They paid some money and they lost, I don't know, a few days, yeah, right?
Some of those people lost, like, livelihoods.
Like, shit. Yeah, there were people that were dependent on this stuff that. It's so.
Like, that and, like, the, I don't know, man, everything about it is crazy. Even the setup, like, the idea of the guy's like, hey, you need to. One, even the guy who's saying it is like, but you could have not shown up. You could have just said, nah, I don't want to be part of this. The one dude, like, the yoga instructor stuff, he's like, hey, sending his whole stuff. Right. I'm like, he could have just not shown up. I'm like, honestly, at that point, I would have bowed out and been like, no, I'm not going to this shit show.
I mean, but he was told he would get the rest of his money.
Yeah.
And you spent years on your life on something. You kind of want the rest of your money.
Fuck.
I actually really like the concept of a festival on an island.
Yeah.
100 people or whatever. You have a tent. Like, that's no big deal to me. That sounds really nice. I couldn't afford, you know, what, $10,000 or whatever, just a random number. Like, I couldn't afford to do that, but it sounds amazing that if I had that money to just be on a beach.
Yeah.
Drinking with Emily Ratajkowski. International incident, let me tell you. But, like, The concept behind it, I was actually really behind. I was like, this is a really good idea.
I mean, like, you watch that video, and the video itself, like, the published video, you're like, oh, yeah, this is really cool. But reality. And then and it happens. Then. I'm like, dude, like, the tents, to the beds, to the rain, to the everything, to being on this weird, creepy bluff. Dude.
And the fact that they were getting no communication. So, like, the company knew it was fucked. And I think the reason they didn't communicate is because the people would have canceled, and then they have the money to give them their returns if they canceled. So they're like, if they show up, they can't cancel, we get their money.
It's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up.
I didn't know any of this stuff behind it, and it's fascinating.
Yeah.
But, like,
Jesus. And it's 2017 and stuff like this happens.
Yeah.
It's not like it's, I don't know, the 70s and 80s where you kind of can't communicate and, like,
all about a hashtag and an orange tile, man.
Right. These are people, I mean, like, I feel bad for the rich that got swindled, but I also don't feel bad. Like, you're fucking,
I feel bad for anyone that gets duped into something because that's effed up, because it's like, not all of them are rich, but they're like, hey, this is my vacation. This is my big thing to do.
But I feel bad for the locals that got fucked and all, like, all of that stuff.
Like, there's so many people that got fucked over on that.
Alright, so I actually recommend watching the documentary if you're even remotely interested in what happened with Fyre Festival.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be good. I'm really curious about with the Hulu ones, how it's different. I don't know, but I'm like, fuck, man. Tired.
Alright, so for this week's stream review, it's kind of brought to you by me, with a little bit of help from Hammer, but that's fine. And we're doing it again.
Yep.
We will never stop.
We'll never stop not seeing this in the theater.
The First Purge is on HBO Go. Yep. So we're going to watch The First Purge, which is The First Purge.
Yep. Because we watched the other three, and we said that we were going to see it in the first one, we're like, we'll see it in theaters. Second, we're like, we'll definitely see it in theaters. Didn't see it. Third, we're like, we're going to see it. Didn't see it in theaters. So this one, we're like, we'll see it. No, we didn't see it.
No. But the fifth one, we're not going to see in the theater. I'm already calling it now. I'm just going to wait.
But if we end up actually seeing it in the theater, that's going to be really fucked up.
We can't change now.
Oh, damn it.
Stop me now. No. All right, so if you have anything else to watch on HBO Go, Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime, let us know at bathammerjmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, Spriggins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Tara Skippy.
I'm Ryan Kane Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and on iTunes. Leave a little comment. Say you love us.
Look at that. You can also reach us at patreon.com/batandhammer. No, you can't.
That'd be really sad if there was one there, and it's like, aww, son of a bitch is stealing our money. All 50 all cents of it.
Yeah.
We should start. I wonder if it's easy to start a Patreon and say one quarter, 50 cents, a
dollar. What does the Patreon have?
And the max is $3.50.
$3.50? Aww. We'll dress you up like a Loch Ness monster, and I'll just hold $3.50 in front of you, and we'll send the photos out to people.
That sounds good. Different, like, Loch Ness monster, little Loch Ness monster photos or postcards every time.
All right, so we're going to go ahead.
You got an idea, man.
We're getting to this week's nerd news. The first topic of conversation was we have the cast for the Netflix
Cowboy Bebop.
Is it a movie?
Show.
Is it a series?
I heard it's a series or a miniseries.
All right. The only one I know is John Cho.
Same here.
Who is... Sulu. Harold from Harold and Kumar
and Sulu and Star Sulu, Trek.
Yeah, but nobody knows. Nobody's seen Star Trek. They know.
Harold have you Kumar watched any of Cowboy?
No, I have no idea. All I know is Spike.
I love.
That was Trigon, isn't it?
No, you got it right. Oh, okay. Spike is on there.
That's Ash.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Ash? Fuck, I can't. Vash.
Vash. Okay. Yeah. Shows what I know about.
Ash is Pokemon.
When it comes to anime, I'm out.
It's all right. You're anime note. I love the show. The show's really good.
I don't either.
Nintendo don't? What is it?
Sega do what Nintendo don't?
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to remember that damn slogan.
That was good,
though. It was a good slogan. I was like, motherfuckers.
Yeah. The fact that they got away with that.
Some serious, like, mudslinging there. I love the series. I think it's really good. I actually never seen the entire series in one sitting from start to finish, but I've seen all the episodes completely disjointed, and I've seen the theatrical movie in theaters, and it was really cool. I remember watching that fucking movie and then going, oh my god, I'm watching anime on the big screen. I'm not gonna say I'm excited for the TV series because I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do, and I haven't seen an anime. The closest thing I've seen that anime executed well was Battle Angel. Like, Battle Angel did it well.
Oh, no,
it was bloated in some ways, but it did it well. Like, it adapted it very well and was true to it, but at the same time did its own things. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do here, but maybe it'll be good.
What's the story with Cowboy Bebop?
It's literally a bunch of, like, it's the Motley Crue together kind of thing. Like, Spike is a bounty hunter with his own, like, you know, shadowed past. Faye was caught in a... basically a launch accident who got frozen, and when she got unfrozen, then she was like slashed with burdened with a ton of debt for her health bills. So then she ran and started doing stuff like that. Jet, I don't know Jet's story as much, but I know that he's usually Spike's little thing. Then there's Ed and Ein, who are like runaways as well. So everyone's just kind of a big Motley Crue, think Guardians of the Galaxy kind of thing.
Well, okay, and so what are they doing?
Essentially, they're doing bounty hunts. They're running around getting bounties, earning money, living, and kind of exploring each other's
past. Is there a big baddie, or is it recycled? Like, it's different.
So each of them kind of has their own. Like, Spike's biggest one is, oh my god, what's his fucking name? Shit.
Wow, they got
big silver dude. Yeah, a silver-haired dude with a crow and a sword. But, like, essentially, they both fought over the same girl and crazy stuff. So that's the biggest bad that I can think of. The other ones I don't really think have as big as much. And I'm sure I'll get lambasted by people. That's fine. But yeah, literally, it's just Motley Crue going out and doing shit. That's the base of it all. And it works well with, like, cool jazzy tones and fun action sequences. So, we'll see.
I mean, I'll probably at some point watch it.
Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe. Not really. We'll Netflix, see. Marvel TV shows, they've been canceled, so you can watch them now.
Yeah, this is true. They're all done.
Yeah.
No, they have one season of Jessica Jones, right?
No, it's already
That's
out.
Coming up.
I thought it already came out. But that is anyway, the last one.
Yeah. Anyway. News story number two is you were right when we talked about Borderlands. Borderlands 3 is coming out.
I think I said October, though.
I mean, close enough, though.
Yeah.
It's coming out this year, September 13th.
I'm very excited.
Dude.
Very excited. I'm also glad
that... So perfect.
I think that is a great time to send it out, too.
Well, and the fact that you don't have to worry about the game being beaten to death with coverage.
Yeah.
You have 6 months of, like, ooh, we got Borderlands stuff, and then Borderlands is here. And you've kind of... You've released 1, 2, and 3, or 2.5, yeah. Whatever. So people can go back and start playing it.
And they've added HD texture packs. They've yep. started redoing the shift golden keys and stuff like that. They're basically restarting the hype train on by playing the original games, getting you amped up that way, which I think is the proper way rather than... Yep. They're like, hey, remember why you love these games. And we're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
They did release some character trailers so you can learn about the characters a little bit.
Yes.
They did release the villains, which they are twins.
Yep.
Calypso
twins, I think.
I think that's correct. You can go to different worlds. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, put it in my veins. Just
like
and the cover art is amazing.
I love
that cover art is amazing.
So, like people were making a bunch of comments about like, what, he can't shoot himself three different ways? And I'm like, but he shot himself twice. Three times technically, if you count the first and then the second one's plus, so he's gone to heaven.
Yeah, so now he's the patron saint of Borderlands.
And explosives right there in the heart.
Like I love it so much.
I think that's perfect. I'll definitely go for the
I'll probably do the Super Deluxe, which is $100, but it comes with the DLC and some guns and such. But, like, I know I'm going to get the DLC.
Yeah.
So why not just pay for it right away and have everything?
If they do anything like
that, the $250 is way too much, though.
No.
Even though it comes with little, like,
I would want it.
Figures.
It's not.
I can't justify it. No. I would want it really badly. I just can't justify
that's $250. That's good. You can't get it anyways because everyone's sold out.
Yeah. It's
But,
which is insane.
I love how they're doing it. I love what they're doing to kind of like really psych people up because it psyched me up. I'm like, I do kind of, we're playing, you and I are playing yeah. through Borderlands 2. Yep. I actually logged into pre-sequel to try to like cash out a shift key.
Mm.
And then I really want to get Borderlands 1. Yeah. I don't know if I want to play through Borderlands, Tales from Borderlands, because that's the most recent one I've played.
I need to before the game comes out so I understand what's going on, why Reese is back and such. Yeah.
I mean, I've been excited about reading up with the damn guns, knowing what the different manufacturers do. Like, Malawan is still letting you do switching the elements. There's another one that lets you switch the damage types or the... Oh God, I can't remember. There's one that lets you... Like, basically just all the shit. I'm like, I'm so yeah, fucking
excited. I can't wait. Like, sorry, Battlefront. No, come really, September.
That's cool, buddy.
And we're going to have to bully TK into picking it up. I'm sure the Hero Life mate will.
Yeah.
That'll be easy. So it'll be bullying TK to pick it up.
We can get him, I'm sure.
I don't know. He doesn't play video games anymore.
No, he plays Division. He got Division
Does
2.
Does he?
Yeah, well, he bought... On his Xbox?
He couldn't find Borderlands, so he bought Division 2.
I'm like,
which makes no fucking sense to me. Because it was $15 for the Handsome Collection, but whatever.
But it makes
whatever.
So sense when you know TK.
Like, I mean, yeah, but...
To me, he knew it doesn't. And I'm like, yeah, it makes sense.
He maybe bought it, but does he actually play?
I've been on my Xbox. I haven't booted my Xbox in forever. No. But I know he plays way... Well, especially with Charles and stuff like that. They'll play together more on the Xbox. Mm. But, yeah, I'm
Imagine
really
if
excited.
With us. Imagine if we had a whole Facebook group.
He wants to be where the people child. Are.
So why isn't he on the PS4?
We should add just to make a random Facebook profile. No, I would never do that to that poor guy.
That would be awesome. He's
doing the smart thing.
That would be awesome.
There's been like some weird drama about it, though, about Borderlands 3, which I don't... As a PC gamer, I don't give a shit.
As a PC gamer, non-PC gamer, I don't care. But it's going to release exclusively on the Epic Store for 6 months,
mm-hmm.
which... People are angry.
People
Shocker.
Are.
And now they are going and downvoting
these Steam versions
the
of the
Steam
original
versions.
Ones.
Yeah. And
Steam actually announced that they did do a thing recently where they were making it so that people wouldn't be able to like falsely
right.
adjust things like that, but it seems like it's not doing anything.
And like as a non-PC gamer,
yeah.
I'm used to exclusives.
Yep.
For Xbox
Correct.
And PS4 and Nintendo. So I don't understand and any PC quote-unquote, can play this game. You just it's a launcher.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand. Like, I understand people play Steam, but I don't understand what the problem is with another launcher. Like, I just don't.
I kind of get it, but at the same time, it still seems to me small things. People said they don't like how the store is organized. They don't feel comfortable in it. They don't feel like it's where all their friends are at. So that's kind of the idea when we go to platforms and stuff. And that it's a... They feel like... I've heard a lot of arguments where people are saying the studio is greedy because they're going for Epic because Epic takes a less... Epic Store takes a lesser cut of the sale than Steam. And I'm like, so I think you're getting this reversed. Wouldn't you say that Steam is greedy?
Yeah, because they did nothing other than being like... Here's access to this game.
But that's the thing is that it is back to the console wars. It's the platform wars now instead for them because they're saying the same thing. They're like, well, my platform is perfect. And everyone's like, no, your platform is charging more for its games to publish games on the store. So why wouldn't you want an incumbent that helps give more money to
its studios? And they're even making more money because they're paying them for the exclusivity.
Yeah. So I'm like, why wouldn't you want to support your games like that? Wouldn't
you want to be angry? I feel you want to be more angry at Steam of like, why are you allowing this to happen?
Yeah, why aren't you competing?
Yeah. The Steam has no competition.
Correct. And
so now it has competition and people are angry at the competition for being cheaper. Like, that's really... I can't wrap my brain around that.
I can't. It's literally, they're like, I have to download another program. I'm like, oh, how bad for you.
How many fucking programs do you have on your PC right
exactly.
now?
Exactly. I'm like, chill the fuck out.
How many apps do you have on your phone? What, I mean, like...
I don't get it. And I read that, I'm like, fuck
it. If you're a PC gamer and you can give us... perspective as to something that we're missing, please let us know, because
like
I'm
say why Epic is the demon or whatever. Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm completely dumbfounded as
but
to
you
what
know
the
what?
Problem is.
Those people are gonna totally buy the game. They're gonna buy it on Epic. It's gonna be the same damn thing that they did with Call of Duty when people are like, I won't play this game, and all those people in those groups were playing this game or say they won't play the game. Day that like Call of Duty launch, all playing the game. So it's a lot of huffing and puffing. I feel bad for this studio and for the people working there. They have to deal with that weird kind of toxic negativity, because I'm like, dude, those guys have been working on it for a while, and
a long while.
As far as I'm seeing right there, it looks like what I want and what I love, and thank you. Yeah. As long as it's what that is, I'm like, I'm happy.
I'm confused, but whatever. And then our final news story is on Wednesday we got to see a poster for Joker, the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie. And one of our listeners, Christy, said it looks like Joker meets Bohemian Rhapsody. And I was like, fuck, I didn't even see that until you said that.
I haven't seen the poster. I've only seen the trailer.
It's basically just him just looking up all like, eh.
Oh, okay.
It's an okay poster. Like, I don't love the poster. It's an okay poster. And then on Thursday, we got the trailer for it. Oh, my God. Like, one, I thought Joaquin Phoenix would just knock this out of the park. I love that dude. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. And he looks like he's going to destroy this role. I am so super hyped. Regardless of what the movie is, I think he's going to be absolutely amazing. If the movie's good, it's going to be great because of him.
Yeah.
If the movie's great, like, I'm just so hyped for him.
I'm not. For him, yes. That movie, no. That trailer did nothing for me. I'm with you on that. I love Joaquin Phoenix. I think he dedicates himself probably too much in many cases to a role.
Yes.
And he like gives it his all kind of shit like that. Like, he will knock it out no matter what. Again, the movie-wise, I think you said it perfectly on that. But that trailer, I was going, all right. I'm not.
There's not much on the trailer, but I'm watching him.
Yes.
And how he's going. Because it's hard to tell you don't want to tell the story. You just want to. You want to sell the character of, like, you're going to see this because you want to see the Joker character. You'll see the movie and you'll understand, but we're just giving you the character in the trailer.
I'm curious. Like, obviously I'm going to go see it. It's I love seeing Joaquin Phoenix just act his fucking ass off. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
He's going to be so amazing in this, I think.
But I really think out of all of this, what I really loved is saw a little, like, little Diddy comment out there that says, like, you know, back in the day, it's like he was dipped in comics.
1989, dropped him into chemicals, now you drop him into society.
And I'm like, it's kind of true.
I mean,
I don't know. The trailer I watched, to me, was lackluster. I think I was looking more for comic booky stuff. And I feel like if I have to approach it from a different mind of, like, maybe this is just a movie that happens to have a comic book character in it, but it has a really big name actor in it, and it's not going to really factor in anything else. It's just showing us a different side of Joker that we've never seen, which I mean, I remember asking for that before, going like, show me something we haven't seen.
It's something we haven't seen. It's weird to me how Joker is created without Batman. Like, it's important. But if you can make the movie of, like, this dude is just a guy that fucking went off the rails, mm-hmm. and he became this dude. All right, cool. I can deal with him creating himself, essentially. Yeah. I can deal with that, because that's basically what the Killing Joke is.
It's basically just showing that, in very, very effed up terms, it's just showing a way that anyone can essentially be special. Anyone can get that crazy, like, can go that far, because literally at the end of the day, Joker is just a human being.
Kinda.
And you're like, holy shit, when you think about that...
Well, and the fact that, like, I mean, you can...
I mean, the same thing for Batman.
But, like, you can look at Fire Festival of, like, no, there's nobody like that. And then you look at Fire Festival where this one dude convinced countless people to just give him money.
Shit.
Like, and I know it's not quite the same between...
No, but...
But the parallels of, like, there are people that just have that something.
That can make you believe stuff that you're like, whoa. Things you may not even want to accept. I'm like...
Right.
I'm curious... I really hope they don't do anything with Batman in there, because I really want to see Walking Joker. Joker. Yeah, I like it. Instead of Walking Tall, Walking Joker.
I wouldn't mind maybe a shot at the end of, like, a behind the Joker, and he's on, I don't know, a building or something, and he looks up and there's the bat symbol.
Yeah.
Something like that, the final shot. Like, I could deal with that of, like, oh, there's somebody else who's just as fucked as me.
Yeah.
Just because he puts criminals away, he's praised. All right. Like, I wouldn't mind that sort of... But yeah, I don't want Batman in this at all. I want this to be Joker's movie.
Yeah.
I'm so hyped for Joaquin. Like, oh my god, I hope he just...
I just want to go back and watch Signs again now in Gladiator. I know those are two weird, like, things, but I'm just like, I really just want
to
watch this.
Return to Paradise, man. You need to watch Return to Paradise. I know you haven't.
What is it?
It's him and...
Like, younger him, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, like, 97.
Holy fuck.
Him and Vince Vaughn, and I've told you this before on the podcast, but they go on a vacation to... Fuck, I can't remember where they go. Somewhere in Asia where the drug laws are, you know, strict.
Yeah.
And they buy a whole bunch of weed. Well, everybody leaves. Joaquin Phoenix decides he's going to stay because he met this girl and he really loves it there, blah, blah, blah. He gets arrested because of all the weed. He's going to be put to death. There were three of them. The judge decides that if the other two come back and serve, like, 5 or 7 years or whatever, that they'll release Joaquin Phoenix. If they don't, you know, he gets executed. It's so good. Dude, it's so good. They did a remake of a female version with Kate Beckinsale and Claire Danes, kind of in the same vein. Huh. Broke Down Palace, it's not as good. But
I think I remember hearing about that one.
Return to Paradise, so good. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what he does with Joker. I'm super excited. Watch him chew the scenery for 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, he'll definitely chew the shit out of it.
I mean, just watching him in the trailer, he's awesome.
Yep.
And I'm so super stoked. All right, so we'll go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by me, and I just wanted to know, do you own a 4K TV? And if not, do you plan on upgrading to one? We got an answer from TK who said, no, he doesn't have one, doesn't plan on it because he doesn't think that his family would actually notice the difference, mm-hmm. which is probably true.
It's valid.
And then we got an answer from Mando who said he just upgraded this year, and he's like, I can see some differences, especially when I'm playing Wildlands. I'm like, yes, bitch. Yes. And like, that makes me excited when people are like, okay, I can see differences.
Yeah.
As opposed to be like, there's nothing. I'm like, fuck you. What about you, buddy?
Yeah, because I'm going to buy a new TV, and honestly...
I mean, your TV's old. You bought it when you were still working at Best Buy.
Yeah, it's almost...
That was right before you quit, too.
8 or 9 years, yeah. Like, I mean, I have had my TV
for a... You were still living with your parents? Like, it was...
I remember
it was right when we kind of first started
hanging out. Yeah, because it was like 8, 9 years ago, yeah. I remember watching because I got that TV and I watched like Avatar, and I was like, oh my god, and I'm like, it, like I had to turn the motion blur off because I was like, well, this is like too sharp, man. And I'm like, it's crazy when you think about it. But I'm like, yeah, my next TV is gonna have it. Mainly just because my thought is that 4K is essentially evolving to the next version of 1080p. Like, it'll be there and everything. Yeah. Like, 720 was everywhere, and then 1080 was everywhere, and then 4K will be everywhere. Like, that, my next TV that I'm going to buy is going to have it, because that's what all the TVs are going to have. I my old question is just, like, whatever all the other shit are going to be on there. Like, there's HDR and it's all the shit. I'm so
you separate. You have to have HDR.
I'm so stepped out of, like,
you
TVs.
You have to have HDR. Do not buy a TV without HDR.
Don't worry, we'll go bros of shopping. It'll be great. It'll be like how like women go shopping for like wedding dresses.
Dude, have,
like,
I love guy shopping.
But we'll have one, like, beers and hot wings and TVs. Like,
fuck, I'm sold. When are you buying your TV?
I don't know. We'll have to wait a little bit on that.
Because you just bought a fucking house.
Yes.
And then your house.
I really want
fucking
one.
Fucking shat on
and
you.
And I really want it. Oh, dude. Cut me deep. What about you, obviously?
Buying another one? I was like, have they even made one mortgage payment yet? She's like,
yes.
I think they made one. And I was like, oh my god.
Yay, homeownership! Dude.
The pros way outweigh the cons.
It does, but sometimes you're just like, motherfucker.
Yeah, sometimes literally, shit just happens. Literally.
Yeah, just literally. Well, obviously, you already have.
Obviously,
are you,
I
are
have.
Are you planning on upgrading any of your TVs in the next, like, 3 years?
No, we need to get one for the bedroom. And it'll probably be, I mean, it'll probably be one of those, like, $300 TVs that'll have 4K, but it won't be the, it'll just be there for if we're watching Netflix while we're laying in bed or something. Or
what's the smallest you'll go for that TV? Like,
probably
sizes.
32.
32? I would recommend going a bit higher just as a personal, because I have a 32 in my bedroom, and it is super tiny when you think about it.
It is, but I don't want it to also overpower the room.
That's fair.
And, like, we're not, the plan is to not watch a lot of TV in the bedroom.
That's fair.
I may use it for, like, if I'm painting, to have Netflix or something on the TV so I can listen and or watch whatever I'm watching or listening to.
Fuck, when I think about your house, you have, like, four huge-ass screen TVs in there.
One, two. Yeah, we have four 65-inch TVs.
And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Because I remember we walked into Sarah's room, and I looked over there, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's, like, right. So it makes sense about the dominating the room, because I look over, and I'm like, fucking A.
Yeah, so, I mean, then that TV dominates her room.
It does.
Granted.
She's happy for it, because she can watch
Project Runway on repeat for days. But, like, it's the same size as the TV in my room, and it doesn't look as big.
I think you also frame yours up differently, though. Like, yours isn't,
it's black, so it doesn't stand out against a white wall. The
also,
speakers,
like, you
help
give a little
minimize little things.
Well, that, and I also think the way your doorway is, like, for hers, you come in and her door like opens, it's right there, so it's hard to avoid it. Yours is, you have to kind of turn around a corner to see it, so. Yeah.
But yeah, I do have one, obviously. Actually, I have four 4K TVs, but the one in my room is the beast.
Yeah, it's a pretty one.
I fucking love that TV so much. And we will get another one. It'll be in our bedroom.
Yeah.
Again, it's not a high-end.
Yeah.
Like, I might even buy one of the stupid cheap ones from Target or whatever that's $200 or $300 that just has, you know, Netflix on it. And that's all I need.
Man, get like $200 and be good.
I mean, I can, but, like, yeah, I don't plan on upgrading any TVs.
I don't know what else you could do to upgrade at this point, really.
The
worst is probably sound systems is the most I can think of right now.
My sound system, all I need is two more speakers. Like, I'm not upgrading. I mean, I could upgrade, and every once in a while I'll go to Best Buy and they have the Magnolias at some of the Best Buys, and I'll send a message to the Hetero Life Mate. I'm like, can you imagine paying $1,500 for a center channel? One speaker. A center channel. And he's like, well, I can imagine if you have a home theater, like a dedicated home theater in a basement or whatever. I'm like, sure,
because
but
you really
then you aren't buying that stuff at Best Buy. Like, if you have a dedicated home theater, you're going to a home theater store that has the high-end speakers.
That's the part I never got about those things. Like, if you're wanting the really, the crisp and the cream of the cream of the crop kind of shit,
spend a couple hundred dollars more and get it
from a place like, go to a Bose store. Denon store.
Bye,
go to, like,
Denon.
What is it? Clip Switch is another one.
Klipsch. Klipsch is
I
really
say Klipsch
good.
Switch.
Yeah,
I can
no,
remember.
Klipsch is really good. I prefer Polk. The bass.
I like
on
Polk because you can say polka and it's really fun.
The bass on the Klipsch tends to overpower a lot of the...
I don't even know this shit, dude.
For me, at least.
Yeah.
Klipsch is very well regarded.
They're expensive.
A lot of people go with Klipsch. They are expensive. Polk is probably a step down from them, but I feel that the bass isn't as heavy, so I can hear what people are saying more, because when I listen to, like, loud movies or whatever, the Klipsch kind of overpowers.
I really, really want to have a thing where you, me, and that are like, just sit down, and you just, like, educate me and school me on that shit, and I'm like,
ah. I keep trying to get a move out here. The house by, the house
dude, down, come on, man.
The house down the street from us, which is, like, seven houses down, I was like, here you go, there's two houses, one of them's for $500,000.
Nope.
I looked at it on Zillow, and I don't understand how they're charging as much as they're charging.
I think they're trying to make money off of it, probably.
Maybe, but, like, that's a $300,000 house.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Anyway. That's
this is our home buyers and my home audio.
Fucking get a realtor. If your realtor's putting you... Like, how did it appraise for that much? Like, I'm... Alright, ladies and gentlemen, Hammer has a question for you this week.
I do! Okay, I like that long tangent going like...
He gets to his question, we do have our three panels approved for PCC. We do have the days and the times. We're trying to move the panels around. But it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday of PCC, which is the 25th, 6th, and 7th, I believe. Don't quote me on those exact days, but I think it's the 25th, 6th, and 7th of May. We will give you the full rundown once we have everything ironed out. But we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a panel each day.
Very excited. Like, I'm actually excited. Yeah. Please be excited for us, but I'm actually...
The guest list? Yeah. Which I don't go to cons for the guest list.
No, I know.
Holy fuck. The guest list for this year is incredible. Like,
it's like they listened to a podcast and got some ideas.
It's like they're trying to get people to come back.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
But I'm very glad, though.
Finally.
Mainly because... Finally, Fast Factor.
I mean, I'm glad, but I want to know what they're doing with the con, because even Ultra Sabers is back. Right?
Huh.
Ultra Sabers is back. I never in a million years saw that happening.
That's such fun drama. I love this. I'm really... My thought is this is like, I don't want to
see... Ultra Sabers is back.
They are. You remember when I took that little side, I'm like, this is such a nice little like area I can stretch out at?
I wish that I had an inflatable pool and some balls, because I would have just popped it down and thrown balls in there.
Oh my god, that would have been the best thing. It's like, what's your costume? This.
And just do ball angels.
Oh my god.
I saw that movie too. It was...
Which one?
Ball Angels.
Now, was it the original or the remake? I gotta ask.
It was the remastered.
Is this the one where they replaced the guy's face with the woman's face and trying to, like, you know, kind of...
Well, they replaced the woman's face with something.
That's right. It was a little bit of a lot of kind of deal.
It was weird. Like, I don't understand movies that throw yogurt in.
I don't get either. It's also weird when they do sequels and they don't keep the same actors. Like, I'm just like, why?
Dude.
Why? All right, so my question is, I want to know, what is your favorite superhero family? I think I might have asked this one. Favorite superhero family. There's not as many of them out there, but...
No, but there are a few.
But yeah.
I wanted to say the Waynes, but no.
The Waynes brothers?
The Waynes. Waynes. Martha and Thomas Wayne.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they don't exist.
No.
No.
No. They shot that idea down. You tried so hard not to laugh or cry.
The Starks, but...
Oh my god.
They were Bucky to death. Yeah. All right, that's a good one. So what is your favorite superhero family? You can let us know at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, Sprinkles and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Cran Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us. Again, on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher, make sure to leave a little comment saying you love us, because we love you.
All right, so if you don't want to hang around for the spoiler-filled review of Shazam! Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 304 of Sprinkles and Geek. So for Sprinkles and Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Did you know that kid's from Arizona, by the way?
Which one? Billy Batson?
Mm-hmm.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Go Billy.
He was at the Suns game like 2 or 3 days ago.
Woohoo! Yeah. Go! Arizona's gotten more things. Yeah. I mean, we also had Wayne's World, too. Not Wayne's World. Bill and Ted's.
He's going to move from here soon.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good.
Like, fuck this place.
He's like, I got the money. Fuck you, Summer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Shazam! All right, so we're going to go ahead and bring you our spoiler-filled review of Captain Marvel 2. the other Captain Marvel. This
is Marvel about the old Captain Marvel.
This is DC's version. This one is Shazam. Mm-hmm. Shazam is a 14-year-old boy who is endowed with magical powers that make him his best self. Is
he's got like the strength, super strength
and speed
of Mercury, all that stuff. Like basically a lot of the Grecian gods, power, yes. Zeus, all that jazz.
Yes. And it's an origin story of him, you know, learning his powers and blah, 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 blah. Billy Batson is a... Captain Shazam. Yeah. Is Shazam.
Captain Sparklefingers.
What was it? Thunderbutt or something?
Thundercrack.
Yeah.
He's like, this is like butt stuff.
He's an orphan who kind of bounces from house to house to house. Mm-hmm. Isn't really a nice kid, but he's not a bad kid.
He's trying to do what's right by him. He's trying to find... Basically, he's literally just trying to find his mom.
He's not trying to fuck people over. He's just trying to do what's right by him. That's a good way to put it. Basically, gets abducted by a wizard who's like, here, have some power.
Hold by staff. And he's like, gross.
there was somebody who was picked in the 70s to be the next Shazam.
Yeah.
He turned out to be the villain, Dr. Savannah. He has the power of the seven deadly sins inside of him. And then they fight.
Let them fight. Yeah.
Let them fight. And then there's a twist. Or, I don't want to say... I mean, maybe it's a twist.
I mean, it was just...
Something totally unexpected to me.
Yeah, I did not expect the family to come about.
No. No, like I did not expect family of Shazams.
Do you know much about Shazam?
No, not at all.
So,
and are they temporary Shazam or are they full-time Shazam?
So there's like they're full-time Shazams, like they have the power. So that's kind of like when he has like the
But they only have seats. One power.
They all have the same power essentially.
They all have the same power.
As far as I understood, they all supposed to, but I may be wrong. Like maybe they'll tweak it a bit.
It seems like they each got a power.
Yeah, they like each demonstrated. One was like super strong. Mm-hmm. One was super able to fly. Yeah. One was able to do super speed. Yep. So I like my thought is that they were.
One had the lightning.
Yeah.
Hadouken.
Oh my god, I loved it so much. When
but
did
they
that.
Were all buff as well. So maybe
I think it was supposed to be that they were all supposed to have the same powers as Shazam. It wasn't through a prism, but I may be wrong. I don't have a you're wrong thing on this, but as soon as I saw Mary, like when he said his adoptive sister Mary, I'm like, oh, Mary Marvel, because Mary Marvel's a character, and they have a family of Shazams, and it's the same kind of thing of a kid and like a foster home and stuff like that.
Right.
And all kind of get powers because it's like kids that the disenfranchised kids that are able to basically help others kind of thing. So I did not expect that at all. I just remember one of my friends was saying that they hated the movie. It was our friend Paul. He's like, oh, I hate the movie. And I love it to death. Yeah. But he's like, at the last 14 minutes, he's like, that's when I loved it. And I'm like, okay, so not spoiler, but I'm like, okay, last 14 minutes is going to be good, but usually third act is when shit falls apart.
I mean, shit did kind of fall apart the third act, and I don't understand why DC is relying so much on these CGI monsters.
Yeah.
I think they've been in, like, every movie except for Man of Steel.
They haven't been able to find a good villain to stand up to them.
But not even, like, the villain... The villains are also CGI'd. Like, he had Savannah, but then he had his little... His sins were CGI'd, and they keep doing that, and I don't know why they've gone down that path.
It's probably somewhere in the art direction or somewhere in that creative direction.
Yeah, right.
But
I didn't superhero expect movies, that. The third act fucking just goes off the rails always, and so you can't really judge a superhero movie on its third act. It can lose you in its third act. And I didn't feel that happened here.
No, I didn't feel it, but I was very pleased. I was like, yes, okay, cool. I was like, man, you're showing all cards, but cool. Fuck, man, I was surprised.
I had a lot of fun with this.
I did too.
Like, and I know it's sacrilege to say or whatever, but right now I think DC's making better movies than Marvel.
I saw one of my friends say that. They're like, I like Captain... like a controversial opinion. I like Captain Marvel better than Captain Marvel.
Yeah, but like...
And if you don't know,
Captain Wonder Marvel Woman was really great. Aquaman was pretty good. Justice League is whatever.
I mean, I still have fun with it. There's just quite a few scenes that need to be trimmed out.
It's fine. Shazam is really good.
I really like Shazam. You know,
Captain Marvel was okay. Yep. Spider-Man was okay. Except for Infinity War. Like, the last good one that I can think of off the top of my head would be Black Panther. Thor...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but like...
I mean, this felt like almost a weird mishmash of superhero... Like, basically Man of Steel mixed with Spider-Man.
kind of.
Because you had that same kind of, like, if you feel that same kind of jive that you got while you're coming out of Homecoming kind of thing, that's, I feel like you got a lot of that, but it's just, I don't know, the movie felt genuine.
Yeah, oh yeah, and there were a lot of laughs. Zachary Levi is amazing.
I fucking love
him. He is so perfect.
I'm so happy that he finally got to be in a superhero role that doesn't get killed off in Thor Ragnarok. Because he took the place of the guy from Thandor in the second and third movies, but I'm like,
that's really him.
Yeah, like, I was like, you fit this role so well.
But that's what DC does. DC and Marvel just keep switching characters because you have Jimon Hinsu was the wizard.
Yes.
And I'm like, come on.
I was trying to figure out if you were very upset about the way he looked.
No.
The fact that it was just him again.
No, him again. Like, there's like 8 actors in all of Hollywood that they just keep switching back and forth between roles. And I'm like, come on. Is there nobody else that they... Nobody.
You didn't
Forrest Whitaker could have been? Dude. Like,
Forrest Whitaker's got a good voice,
too. He's got a good voice. He's old already.
Yeah.
He's got kind of the lazy eye, so he's already, like, aging. But, like...
You could have had a fun thing about him, like, basically pulling out the eye.
Because something, yeah. Like, he could have been holding the eye and to... I don't know.
Did you not know he was in the movie, though?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. See, I did. So that's why I was, like... I could try to figure out was it because you didn't know he was in the movie and you're like, oh, again, because I know he was just in Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he was in Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel. Motherfucker.
He was in Captain Marvel.
Bitch.
Wow. Yeah. I just want them, and this is a personal thing for me, I just want you to use different actors. There are other actors you could use.
There's a lot of talented people out there.
Like, come on, guys.
Like, not to be mean, I don't think he is such a huge name that people are going like, oh my god, I need to go for this movie.
Yeah, no.
But I'm like, there are a lot of good people to get in there, too. I'm just like,
they could have picked just about anybody.
I don't really...
Off the top of my head, Forrest Whitaker was like, yeah, that would be perfect. But
like, I don't mind him at all.
No, it has nothing to do with him.
It's you just don't like him crossing.
Why are we... I mean, you just said it yourself. He's in Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Come on. Like... but that's a personal thing that bothers me, and I mean, it just doesn't bother everybody
else. Doesn't bug me too much, but I know it does bug you. That's what I was trying to figure when you're like, oh, and I'm like, did he not know?
I had no idea. The humor is really good in this. There are a lot of laugh out loud moments. There's a lot of heart between Billy and, is it Timmy?
Oh god, I can't remember his name after that. Shit. Fuck.
Teddy?
I think it's... I know Thad is the bad guy.
No, Thad's the bad guy. I think it's Teddy.
Okay.
I think it's... But, like, there's a lot of good chemistry between them.
It felt... In and out of the superhero parts, it felt fun. Like, it didn't feel sluggish when it was out of superhero parts, and it didn't feel, like, sluggish when it was in the superhero parts.
Right.
It actually felt pretty smooth transitions. Like, literally, it just kind of... It flowed really well. And, again, you say it right. Like, I had fun. I walked out of the theater. I was like... This was good.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly
what I didn't walk out like I had with, like, BVS of, like, oh, fuck DC. Yeah. I walked out like, all right, guys.
I was like, you guys get it.
You've got a path.
Yeah.
And you're going down the path. And even Wonder Woman is a different type of movie than Aquaman. And Aquaman's a different type of movie than Captain Marvel or Shazam.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that... At least I have an issue with Marvel is...
The sameness.
You could just change the main character and it's the same movie.
Like, you could have probably done Captain Marvel and put it, like, Thor in place of it or something like that. Or put, like, Tessa Thompson as, like, you know, Valkyrie.
You could have done Valkyrie or you could have done Black Widow.
Yeah.
Save for the powers, but, like... Yeah, I didn't... But this is the chemistry between the two leads, or the three leads, I guess, at this point. Because you have the...
You have Levi.
You have Levi. Billy Batson. Have Billy Batson.
And then
Teddy. So, I really enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, I won't remember the Doctor's name a week from now, which is a problem because he's the villain.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember Dr. Savannah's name a week from now. But that's also my fault because I don't know Shazam. Like, if I knew Shazam, I would probably know his villain a little more.
I don't know.
But I had a ton of fun with this movie. Like... I'm glad that this came out as opposed to when it was announced. I was like, really?
Yeah.
This is what you're doing next? Like, when they talk about Black Adam and Shazam, I was like, you guys have no idea what the fuck you're just throwing everything at the wall.
Yeah.
But I really like this one.
It's not the same as when we walked out of Spider-Verse. But
no.
But because, like, what I mean like that is that I want to say that it is a love letter to DC Comics. Like, this is saying, hey, we know you guys know who DC's big guns are. We know who they are, too. Let's just have fun in a world where everyone kind of acknowledges their existence kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's subtle things there, but it's not like, look at the battery. Like, they have it there, and it's part of a place, and it just makes the world feel more fleshed out. And this movie literally just got dunked in a world where you have BVS, you have Justice League, you have ups and downs about all these movies and stuff like that, and then you have this, and it's like, fuck it, let's have fun.
Right.
And
it's big.
Yeah.
But with superhero powers.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
And then you add the family at the end, and I was just ecstatic. I was like, this is great. I'm happy.
No, it was... I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I recommend going seeing it. It's a blast.
I have no idea what the fuck is up with the caterpillar. I will tell you that much. No fucking clue. But I'm like, you got me in one movie, you'll get me in another.
I'm sure you can explain it. If we have talking raccoons, we can have a talking caterpillar. Like, what does it matter?
That's pretty far to... I'm just kidding, right? Shit.
So we both really liked Shazam. Yes. We both say go and see it.
That boardroom scene, though, where he's, like, eating people, like, the sins are eating people, I saw, like, the little girl next to me, I'm like, maybe this is a little too graphic for the little girl.
When he grabs a brother, just chucks him out the window, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
But there's no blood.
Nope.
Except for Zach Levi has a bloody nose at one point. Yeah. But, like, he bites the head off of one and there's no blood.
And I was like... All right. That's how we go.
This is what we did in Venom, too, but yep. Okay. No.
Let's eviscerate people, but in a nice way.
Without you seeing it.
We're just going to happily, like, censor that out. Do like Bob Ross.
Yeah, I guess you only see one person die.
You saw a person get their head bit. And I'm like, that's the closest I can think of is somebody getting killed.
That's the closest you get to somebody actually dying.
But I'm like...
Because the dude flew out the window, but like...
He got caught.
Superman could have whisked by and saved him, and he just wasn't in the movie.
And then he just left everyone else to die. He's like, "This guy's cool. Fuck you guys."
All right, so again, we both say go see Shazam. It was a lot of fun.
Dude, I would easily I would happily see this again and just have a good time and relax.
No, I'll own this movie and I'll watch it. It'll be like Big, where every couple of years I'll watch it and be like, "Ah, it's funny again."
Yeah, it's cute. I'm really proud of them. Good job, guys.
I was expecting when he's like, when Dr. Stefano's like, you know, take the staff and say your name, blah, blah, blah. I figured he was going to be like, Billy Batson, and
yeah,
like something would happen from that. So I didn't expect the family, like, at all. And, I don't know Shazam, so the whole family thing, and that hasn't been spoiled on the internet or anything.
Yeah, like, I was actually surprised about that.
If it was a Marvel movie, it would have been. Don't spoil it. Until I see it, then I'm going to spoil it for the people who haven't seen it.
Fuck y'all.
I fucking hate that mentality. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have listened to episode 303?
Four.
Okay.
Pretty sure four.
Of Sprek and Say Geek. So for Sprek and Say Geek, I am Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. Total side thing, I totally forgot to mention.
3 or 4.
Did you notice the piano scene? That was a nod to Big.
Oh, yeah.
I was so happy about that. It made me smile. I'm like, aww.
I was almost expecting them to, like, fight on it. Like,
I was kind of hoping, and I was like, are they going to do it? And then I'm like, oh, damn it.
They had Payless in the mall.
Do they really?
Payless, which has gone out of business. Why would you pay?
Maybe because you could pay less for the... Sorry. By the way, I'm going to do kind of like a surprise dinner thing. I don't know if you guys want to come. It'll be on a Tuesday, though. But it's probably at Casey Moore's on for her next Tuesday, not this one coming up, the one following.
So, like, the 15th?
The 15th. Jackie doesn't know. I'm doing something for her birthday on Tuesday this coming week.
What time?
I'm thinking probably like 7, no later than that. Because people have to work next day and stuff.
Is that Casey Moore's?
Yeah, it's in Tempe. I'm thinking that because I think it's going to be... make that. Okay, because I figured it's bar.
Yeah.
Seafood. And mainly I just want to get her if she's anything for crab and shrimp right now. Because she's like got a freebie on that shit. So I'm going to take her for her birthday on Tuesday. I'm going to take her out for dinner and then we're going to go hang out at the Botanical Gardens. But I'm going to take her to that little... the place next to the Bass Pro shop. Like, it actually has an aquarium and stuff like that. And they have some food and stuff. So I was like... And then I'm like, hey, I didn't do anything for your birthday. And then I can surprise her a week later and stuff. So... if you can, cool.
I think the Botanical Gardens at night does, like, some cool-ass laser show or whatever.
I need to make sure that's still going on. That's
it. I hear that that's, like, really awesome.
And that's why I was thinking it'll be cooler. It'd be good.
A whole lot cooler if you did.
Yes.
All right.
Questions? Got that. Movie got it. Cool.
And then I figure we'll talk about Cause, Borderlands 3.
Cause?
Hooray. Cause Hooray.
Okay.
Borderlands 3. Fuck, I had something else.
I know there's the VR kit for Nintendo Wii.
No, it's something. Fuck, what was it? You start writing this shit down.
What are you, we are professionals? Oh, Kobe Bebop got some of his cast. I know people are pissed about Borderlands 3 in the Epic Store.
Yeah, we can talk about that. God, there was something else. There were new Terminator photos.
Were there really?
Yeah.
The ban on Fortnite by Prince Harry, don't think. I didn't get to see the Alien short film, though. There's new projects on staff for Zelda game. That's about it.
No, there was something...
Assassin's Creed Ragnarok kind of thing, but that's really, really flimsy. Persona 5 is coming to Switch. Well, Drive Club is being turned down. That's it. That's all game stuff. I don't have any...
Oh, Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Jesus. Did you watch the trailer?
I did.
Okay.
God. You forgot about
Like, I knew there was something, and it's on our page and everything.
We should have had it written down in a ledger.
That's why I put it on our page to, okay, let me get the Cowboy Bebop cast.
I only know one of them, obviously, John Cho.
Yeah. Where was it?
From Sulu to Spike. Where was it? Every time I think about him and Cal Penn, I really want cheeseburgers.
Yeah, but they went to White Castle.
I like White Castle. Although it really fucks my stomach up every time I've had it in.
But that's a video form. Does it say? Nope.
No.
Of course not. Do you have an actual article of who it is, you guys? Or is it all just video? Because, you
know. All about them clicks.
But you'd get a click with...
That's the thing. I was like, I don't prefer articles as videos because I have less chances of being able to see them because I'd have to be in a place where I can both watch it, use like Wi-Fi, and be able to listen to it.
Yep. Oh, well. Fuck it.
Cool.
All right.